The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
You're hearing The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
Linda's here. Linda, you're telling me that we're having a drag show at the Jackson County Public Library someplace? Or which library system are you talking about? I want to hear more.
This is at the Medford Branch this Sunday from 11 to 2 in the large meeting room. It's posted as a cartoon drag brunch, lighthearted drag for all ages. Kids are free, but others can pay what they want. And I called the library and spoke with Carrie May's assistant. I believe her name is Val. And she told me that the library is, that this falls within the library's terms for using their facility. But, and this is the best part, they aren't affiliated with it.
Well, so, you know, I do find it interesting, the the focus of certain political persuasions seem to be really big on getting kids exposed to dudes dancing around as women. I find this a fascinating focus on it. Why do you think, Linda, they have such a focus on that there, especially in libraries and other...
Well, I don't know if you go to the library, but if you go particularly to the Medford Library... Mm-hmm. There's always, always, always Pride stuff everywhere. Hmm. They push it, the book. Of course, during Pride Month, it was just in your face. And also, and I'm not saying all of the people that work at the library, because I know that there's a lot of just good people that work there, but there's also a very militant, radical group of people, in my opinion, that work there.
Oh, and they're able to take taxpayer money that is forcibly extracted from folks here in Southern Oregon so that they can do soft drag shows and things. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, you know, I imagine, though, that drag shows and various such things and pride flags are probably part of the American Library Association's policy. So.
I'm sure it is. But I am concerned that this is happening during just regular public library hours on Sunday. How many kids might show up there? 11 adolescents show up without any supervision to go to the library and get sucked into this kind of stuff. The only thing that they had a problem with was they're not supposed to charge for these events. That was the thing that that they would be taking money that seemed to bother them. So I guess
it's a strange focus to have in a county library system. It may certainly comply with terms of service, but the terms of service in the library, but then maybe people need to be asking the library board, why does it?
I wrote an email to Kevin Keating last night, and also one to, I believe her name is Marissa Shepherd, asking why this is happening. And to me, what this says is that the Jackson County Library, the Medford Branch, is complicit in grooming children.
All right. Appreciate the opinion on that. That's disturbing, and this is something that people are going to have to make a big deal. They're going to have to make some noise on it. And
I'm going.
Well, I know. Oh, so you're going to go? Oh, great.
Oh,
great.
Yeah.
Well, give me a call on Tuesday when I'm back from the day off, and then maybe we'll talk about that, Linda. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Have a good birthday.
I plan on it. Thank you very much. Okay. Interesting. Well, what do you think about that? Well, I know that when I think about library services, I know that learning to read books and share information is always imparted better when you have dudes dressing up as fake women. I know that that is the best way to reach the hearts and the minds of the young. Said Nobile Meyer ever.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
Here's Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service for just-in-time appliance.
Recently, a small part went out on our dryer at home. My husband ordered the inexpensive part to fix it. 3 months and several wrong parts later, he agreed to call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair. A couple days later, I had a working dryer. Just-in-Time Appliance have always taken great care of all of our appliances with honest service and fair prices. Don't wait. Just call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair.
Just-in-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
One size fits all doesn't work for pants, and it doesn't work for furniture shopping either. We all have different tastes, spaces, and budgets. That's why Garrison's now offers three distinct shopping experiences. Garrison's Home is our flagship store for no-compromise, design-focused furniture. Garrison's Express pumps up the value with a massive selection of take-it-today options. And Garrison's Outlet is home to big bargains and heavy discounts. So, whichever size fits best, we got your back. Garrison's.com.
106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG weather is sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Serna. Mostly sunny and hazy conditions today for the Rogue Valley until about this afternoon, where we see a slight chance of thunderstorms today, tomorrow, and even parts of Sunday. Getting a high of 102 today, dipping into 66 for our overnight low, and then low 100s expected for the next few days.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did, or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. NoWiresNow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
19 after 8. Pleasure bringing back Michael Williams. Michael Williams is a member of the Medford 549C School Board. Had a conversation with him a number of days ago. It was quite interesting. And there has been some challenges or concerns about school safety, the reassigning of a school resource officer. Medford 549C and Medford Police say, oh, this was just kind of a routine reassignment. And Michael, I guess to catch people up, you have disagreed with that assumption. Would that be fair? Or with that statement that this was just a minor, just a routine reassignment? Is that pretty much where we started last week?
Yeah. Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Let me first say this. Let me be absolutely clear. What I say next, my views, my opinions, the opinions of Michael Williams, and not that of the board. And with okay. that said, yeah, I have to say that, you know, there was absolutely a different perception that I had based upon my position and my view of the events at the time. And I attempted to reach out to folks in the school district. I tried to go about it the way that one is supposed to do as a board director. I just couldn't get a straight answer from the district on what happened to the SRO, and in some cases, what happened to the kids that were a safety risk in the schools.
And the concerns you're talking about, safety risks, that you're thinking that state statute, state law, that would say, hey, you do certain things, you bring a gun to the school, this is how you're treated. And did you believe that that was not what was happening with some of these students that were putting other students at risk?
What I believed was that we could do more. And what was made clear by what I observed by visiting the schools is that there was. I apologize. I've got my son here with me.
Hey, I'm glad. Baby. Hey, you got kids. You got. Hey, listen. You have a dog in all this fight here, Michael. It's all right.
I do.
It's okay.
I do. And you know that's what's driven me to lean in hard on some of these safety issues and yeah, you know, it what it came down to and what's been made clear to me, not only based upon my observation in that situation, but from what I hear from families, what I hear from faculty, you know, folks are making it very clear that we can do more. And that's what that situation came down to with that statute. And I think that in the communication, what people can see very clearly is that there was an issue. It was brought to the district, and the district identified ways in which we could have done better. What's disappointing for me is, and what saddens me now because of some of the communication that's come out, is that there's been some inconsistencies. And if you look at, and I would urge parents to just pay very close attention to where we started in this conversation and where we are at now. I am still of the opinion that I had at the beginning of this conversation. I stand to that. If facts do emerge that shed light on this, that show or prove that I was of the wrong opinion, I will be the first to offer a full-throated apology. There's no doubt about that. But we had two documents come out. There was a joint statement from MSD and NPD, and then there was a statement from MSD, and now there is another statement that's being shared with the district. And what I would like to express is, most importantly, is that a lot of times, particularly in where we are at in our country and our communities in times of divisiveness, we focus on the leaders and their views and their opinions rather than the actual problem at hand. And the reality is, what saddens me most is that we have focused more on the people who are pointing out the challenges that we face around safety rather than the actual challenges themselves. You know, some of the messaging is making this about Mr. Williams and Officer Donis. Bill, this is about our children and the safety issues that we are trying to address. Some of the things I've heard said about us really deeply saddens me. And what I was doing is merely asking the questions about safety and the education of our children. And what it comes down to at the end of the day is that we have a duty to intervene.
Well, I find this interesting, Michael. I recall the board chair, and I'm not going to get it personal here, but a very interesting statement came out in the Rogue Valley Times article this week, in which the board chair had mentioned that, you know, alluding that you don't understand your proper role as a school board member, and you know, we get training at the Oregon School Board Association. This is how you're supposed to be. We have to be impartial. And I'm thinking to myself, did you become a school board member so you could just sit back and wait to be fed a line from the bureaucracy or what? I mean, am I wrong to be a little irritated by that kind of stuff?
Bill, I'd say you aren't the only one who was a little irritated by that. And, you know, at the end of the day, what I believe is I was elected to serve our community. And OSBA might have some very, very useful guidance on our role. But at the end of the day, the people that I answer to are the people within the community.
Yeah.
And while that guidance is useful, it's important, the guidance is only a framework for how I should be doing, you know, procedural things. The reality is, what my role is to know our schools, know our students, and know the problems that exist within our district. And there is absolutely no way of doing that without getting into the community, without getting into the schools. And I have to say that, you know, this happens, that we have differences in opinion sometimes on how we should do things.
All right. Does the district not want people on the board getting their hands dirty, so to speak, and really knowing what's going on?
You know, what I believe is that what we focused a lot on is how we are communicating in the district. And I think that what we should be focused on are the problems and the challenges. And, you know, that's tricky because, you know, and here's the other thing. What I believe is that in our community, if we can say we name this, we own this, we identify this thing that we believe can be better, and we're working on it, that's the first step in building back trust within our community. I've always been the kind of person who's not run away from challenges, but I've really wanted to face them head on. And I'm calling out to our district. I'm calling out to our parents. I'm calling out to board members. And some of them have been very responsive to say, hey, we don't have to be afraid to confront the challenges and the problems that we're facing. As a matter of fact.
Well, especially when you're talking about child safety here or student safety here. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a possibility that you said there's some documentation or more documentation which has been turning up about your concerns about school safety, how it's being handled by the district? Is that something that that you can disclose publicly, or the school system can be forced to declare or to release this? I don't know what the protocol is, but I would just remind people that protocol and policies are not laws; they're choices that bureaucracies make.
What I stand on now, and what I hope people believe about, I can only speak for myself, is that I believe in transparency. I believe in consistency, and I believe that, we've run into some challenges whenever it comes to that. And I'm in my first year, and so I am really dedicated to learning. And like I said, OSBA has got some great and useful ideas, but the values that I have are grounded upon being transparent and being consistent. And
it sounds like being transparent is exactly the problem. Why you're taking a bit of incoming on this? Would that be fair?
That is correct. That is correct. And so that's why I want you to understand that my position on this has not changed, and some of the narrative has shifted on this issue over time. And what I believe is that by now being willing to have a discussion about it moving forward, and Bill, I always will, that my focus is on two things. One, addressing the challenges in our district around safety that we should be facing and not be afraid to face those things. And number two, being open, honest, and transparent about those issues that even not as a board director, but as a parent, I would hope our district would do.
Okay. Could you, as a board member, then in the next board meeting, then issue a call then to have a public hearing and to publicly air out these grievances and concerns? Is that something that could even be within the realm of possibility in the Medford 549C district?
It absolutely is. Bill, I'd like to point to, I believe the meeting was on March 7th. We had a board meeting about safety, and that was driven by what caused some of the most recent events around the reassignment of an SRO. And so what I'm committed to is really facing those things. And the other thing is this, I do also believe that there are other people on our board who believe that too. And what I'd like to do is take this moment wherein the community is willing to, I think, come around this issue. This is a moment where we can grow together, we can learn together, and we can move forward. And my hope is that we carry this conversation into our upcoming board meetings in a very transparent and real way.
Okay, so people can actually go to, there's public comment time at the school board meetings, is it or not?
Please come to the school board meetings.
Yes, okay, that's what I'm getting at. All right.
Yes, please come to the school board meetings, folks. What you need to understand is that my daughter is slated to go to South. She's in middle school right now. And, you know, I have my concerns about that. And I know that there are people right now who are listening to this conversation who have kids who are at South, who are kids who might be going to South, who might be going to North, who might be going to our middle schools, who have kids in our elementary schools who share the same feeling. And what you need to know is that your voice matters. What you need to understand is that when you come into that room and you sit in that chair, when we see you, we see who represents the people within our community. And even your presence is the substance that holds us and the people who are in positions where they make decisions accountable. Please join us and understand that there are a lot of positions that I took. There are a lot of views that I have now because people from the community had the courage to come out, show up, use their voice, or even come in the room and tell us what they believe are, what they believe the priorities should be. That is what I want to move to. I want to move away from all of these things that we're, you know, disagreeing on, and a lot of the things that have to do with how certain situations were handled. We must, as a community, move forward from that, and particularly the people in leadership.
Yeah.
We must move forward from that and focus on those things. And folks, you've got to understand, your voice is a very significant component to us getting the things done that need to be done.
All right. Michael, I appreciate you take. You're always welcome back. And when's the next meeting that people could attend and perhaps bring up some of these issues that you have raised concerns about?
So we have a couple of meetings coming up. We have a board retreat. That's actually a public meeting. That's a place where the board actually has conversations about what our priorities are going to be over the course of the next year. I think that's a very important meeting for folks to actually pay attention to. And I believe that's going to be September 30th. There's also, I believe, a work session on August 5th. And for folks, you just understand that we have meetings every other Thursday. Every other Thursday. And you can actually Google it. You can Google Medford School Board meetings. There's a Google Doc that actually has all of the meetings there that you can download and you can share with others.
And I would just remind people, I know I don't have to tell you this, Michael, that your silence ends up being your consent. So don't be silent if you think there's a problem going on here. Okay? Thank you so much, Michael. And you're welcome back anytime, okay? Be well.
Thank you.
Michael Williams from the Medford 549C School Board. It is 8:34 at KMED 99.3 KBXG. Stay in touch on that. Pretty interesting story. You know, you kind of got to be, kind of have to, it's only so far I think you can go about this. This is going to have to be something I think that ends up being blown out into the public sphere. Michael's doing his best to do this and get this going. I'm very supportive of anybody that works on the transparency side, in spite of the fact that the bureaucracy is very uncomfortable having transparency. Okay, all right. We've had all this serious talk. We haven't had a dad joke for a couple of days. Where did my dad joke go? I had my dad joke. Oh, there's my dad joke. I got to have a dad joke. Got to have a dad joke. Dad joke of the day is sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. Now, I'm going to have you a great dad joke right now, but if you visit twodogsfab.com and email it to them, maybe they'll hear it on my show. And by the way, over at Two Dogs, 2024 model year end closeout on all Iron Bull trailers in stock. That's been extended. Iron Bull offering an instant $750 rebate on Iron Bull dump trailers, or that's a 12 to 16 footers, or a $500 instant rebate on Iron Bull equipment trailers, 16 to 24 foot lengths. You want a trailer? Boy, this is the time to head down to a Two Dogs Fab. And let's see. I'm going to have to put on my my Marine camp kind of guy voice here. We got Drill Sergeant Carter. Pyle, I didn't see you at the camouflage training exercise this morning. And Private Pyle says, thank you, sir. That's Doug in Rogue River. That's a great reference, Doug. Thanks for that.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair, an inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
Saudis drop the petrol, times are changing fast. Russia, China, BRICS, they're shaking off the past. Down in Ashland Town, there's a place to find your trust. J. Austin and Company's where you gotta put your bucks. Dollar ain't as strong, but the silver's gleaming bright.
gotta hedge your bets, make sure you sleep at night. Winding through the hills to that little country store, Jay Austin and Company will help you keep some more. Get your gold and silver, stash it while you can. Future's feeling shaky, better take a stand. Jay Austin and Company, for your silver and your gold.
Power outages are becoming more common. Patriot Electric can size you with the correct Generac generator backup system for when outages occur. Whether you need a powerful portable or a whole house system to power your house, barn, shop, and pump house, a flip of a switch will produce power when you need it the most to pump water and provide essentials like AC and refrigeration. Call Patriot Electric and get your own Generac generator, an investment you'll never regret. We are Generac sales, installation, and service professionals. Visit PatriotElectricOregon.com.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
We have a gentleman online here wishes to remain anonymous, and we'll certainly respect that. You wanted to comment on the challenges over in the school district here that Michael was discussing this morning? Go ahead.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Not all of the problems are related to just the inability to handle the safety needs of our students. Some of them relate back to the inability of the schools themselves to adequately support the students with needs. It's a little bit like the jail issue you were talking about before. Mm-hmm. We don't have the correct facility to meet the needs of the populace. And that's partially the case with students. What Mr. Williams is talking about is legitimate, but that's only a part of the whole or larger problem. The other is the lack of transparency. We get whitewashed, brainwashed, if you will, with regard to communication that is meant to make things look at least pink, if not rosy. And so I support him a lot in what he's got to say.
All right. Is that anything that you might be willing to go to a board meeting and perhaps express that? And do you have anything specific that you might want to bring to this, or can you not do that?
I have both of those, but unfortunately, I would be in jeopardy in doing so.
Understood.
Just like he is.
Oh, okay. I understand. Hey, I appreciate you joining in and at least giving me your opinion on that. Thank you very much. Okay?
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye, Bill.
Okay. 839. Transparency. All right. We're going to do the Diner 62 quiz after news, all right? We're going to have fun with this. It's a great question today about the Declaration of Independence. And if you haven't won this prize in the last 60 days, you can win it now. And Diner 62 is closed today, but they'll be open really, really soon. They had an air conditioning problem, and they're working on getting that fixed ASAP so that you can enjoy all the clam chowder Fridays and the two pork chops and eggs and they announced New York steak and eggs kind of specials. In other words, all that great food. Just join in. 770-563-3 770-KMED. We'll do this right after news. And then we're going to have my free garage sale. It's not even a sale. As soon as we're done with Diner 62, I'm going to start giving away all the stuff that I have here in the studio this morning. Just for fun. Just wanted to do it. Make it part of your life.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. As wildfires ravage the state, the U.S. Forest Service is carefully watching the weather conditions for the weekend, with lightning expected in southern Oregon tomorrow, expanding Sunday into almost all of central and eastern Oregon. The local post office is having a rally at the Vogel Plaza in Medford Saturday morning to protect Oregon's vote-by-mail deliveries. It's a pushback on Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's ironically named Delivering for America plan, which costs more and has caused major delays in prescription and ballot deliveries. Well, Oregon is number two, the second most expensive state to own a car. Money Geek looked into gas prices, annual toll and fee costs, annual maintenance costs, and auto insurance prices for each state. And what they discovered, based on those factors, Maryland was the most expensive state to own a car, followed closely by number two, Oregon. I'm Bill London, KMED News.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
When the IRS comes knocking, the news can be shocking. Tell them you've hired a CPA tax expert at First Response Resolution, located in Eagle Point. Leave speaking with the IRS to Zach. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com today for a free consultation.
Breathing. This simple act is much more difficult for us and our vehicles when our air is filled with smoke and ash. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Clogged cabin and engine air filters can put undue stress on our vehicle systems as well as our lungs. This is often a simple fix that can save you time and money in the long run. Please, have your filters checked and let's all breathe a little easier. We're Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Kelly's Automotive Service.
Hi, this is Lisa, the Hughes Lumber Girl, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Diner 62, just south of White City, Highway 62. Now, it is closed today, but it will be open very soon as the air conditioning is fixed. You're just not going to cook up all those burgers with no AC. You know, if you've ever been in there, you know, it's a very intimate place. You got to love that. But the food's great, and they'll get it open again real, real soon. All right? As soon as maybe they get the air conditioning going. So let me go to Carol. Carol is here. Hello, Carol.
Hello. Good morning.
Carol, we're going back to today in 1776, and the delegates are signing the Declaration of Independence. It was August 2nd. Members of Congress putting their signatures to a big copy of the Declaration of Independence, and 56 congressional delegates in total signed it, including some who weren't present at the vote approving it. The delegates signed by the state from north to south, beginning with Josiah Bartlett of New Hampshire and ending with George Walton from Georgia. Exactly 1 month before the signing of the document, though, Congress had accepted a resolution put forward by Richard Henry Lee that stated, "Resolved that these United States colonies are and are right ought to be free, independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connections between them and the state of Great Britain is to be totally dissolved." And Congress adopted a more poetic Declaration of Independence drafted by Thomas Jefferson a couple of days later on July 4th. So I guess the question here, how many delegates refused to sign the Declaration of Independence? Was it A, 0, B, 1, C, 2, D, 4, or E, 8? What do you think?
Oh, my.
Zero, four. One, two, four, or eight. What do you think?
How about four?
How about four? You know, second time this week, first person in.
You're a winner!
Carol, it almost never happens, but it's happened twice this week. First person through. Ended up guessing the answer. John Dickinson of Pennsylvania, James Duane, Robert Livingston, John Jay of New York, they refused to sign. Carter Braxton of Virginia, Robert Morris of Pennsylvania, George Reed of Delaware, and Edward Rutledge from South Carolina also opposed the document, but they signed in order to give the impression of a unanimous Congress. Five delegates were absent. Generals George Washington, John Sullivan, James Clinton, Christopher Gadsden. Hey, Gadsden flag, right? Remember that? And Virginia Governor Patrick Henry. And news of the Declaration of Independence arrived in London 8 days later on August 10th, and the draft bearing the signatures first printed on January 18th the following year. Needless to say, King George probably wasn't really all that thrilled with that. So the colonists are feeling a bit uppity, are they? Okay, we'll see about that. But I digress. So let's send you to Diner 62. They'll be open again soon, all right? Hang on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Carol. It is 8:45.
Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage, a full-service auto repair shop. We get numerous questions that begin with, "Hey, do you work on?" So to put it simply, if it's between your license plates, we probably work on that. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. Stop by Biddle Road, right across the street from Elmer's, or call us at 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 53 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET. Got something on your mind? Give Bill a shout at 541-770-5633. 770-KMET.
You know, we've had so many serious subjects we've been dealing with today. The elections, the fire, the smoke, the everything else, the things going on with the jail and the Medford 549 school board safety situation in the SRO. I just wanted to wrap the week up here, along with maybe some emails today. I might do some more of that. But I wanted to just have you take part in something I've never done before. It's just a free garage sale. This is my garage sale, but the price of everything that I'm going to talk about here is free. Is free. I think that's a great price this morning. And so what we have going on this morning, I'm just going to talk about things that I have here in studio. If you're looking at me on Facebook Live, you know what's going on here. I've got... Okay, here's an item like a copy of Arabella from Scott Walter. Great deal about that leftist billionaire group run by Soros and everything else. We have The Gray Radiance, a novel from Robert Gore. Great, great novel. I read that, talked with him about that a couple of months ago. The Race to Zero, how ESG investing will crater the global financial system. You could win that if you want. And all you got to do is just talk to me. Pittsburgh Pirates. I don't know who gave me this Pittsburgh Pirates cap. I just don't wear caps. I don't wear hats. I wear landscaping. I wear landscaping hats on the weekend when I'm mowing the lawn. That's about it. Here we go. I love this picture. This is a picture. It's a B-17 Freedom Tour from Medford in 2002. I had this framed. It was a great flight on the B-17 on the Flying Fortress. And it would make a great decoration in someone's house or maybe their man cave or woman hut. I don't know. One way or the other, we could do that. Let's see, what else do we have in here? Oh, I have three of my old vintage Bill Meyer News Talk AM 1440 KMED mugs. I have three of them that I could give away. One per person, you know, that sort of thing. All right. I like this one. When I was over in Washington, D.C. a few years ago, I had the opportunity of sitting down with Diamond and Silk. Now, one of them died. I forget which one, if it was Diamond or Silk. She died not too long ago. But I bought from them the Bowl of Stupid. Now, I don't know why I'm getting rid of the Bowl of Stupid, because when you look at Oregon politics, there's a lot of stupid that you can put in this bowl just about every day. But if you would like your very own Diamond and Silk Bowl of Stupid, get on the phone and just tell me what you like. I'll just give away stuff when people talk with me. And we can't forget the most interesting man in the world, the old Dos Equis guy. This is the original guy, the one who retired. And if you'd like it for your party room, just go ahead and jump on. So that's what we're doing this morning. I think that covered most of what I wanted. Oh, here we go. Here's a framed antique radio. RCA Radiola. I did this years ago from a magazine article. So anyway, 770-5633. You just jump on and we'll just see what's on your mind. And if you're talking about anything, and it's just first come, first serve. Okay? Very informal. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Pete from North Valley.
Hey, Pete, what's going on with you today?
Well, we're enjoying the clear air, sort of.
That's good.
It is. I'm out watering the garden. And I heard you talking about a B-17 framed picture.
Yes, would you like that?
I'd love to have that. My father flew a B-17G, actually was in the aircraft, and a side gunner. And as far as that goes, I'd love to have that.
Okay. So, Pete, you're going to be the first one in, and you're what's your last name, Pete?
Englehorn, E-N-G-E-L-H-O-R-N.
Okay. And... KMED, by the way, is out by Pepsi in Medford. Next time I can't mail it to you. You'll have to come in.
No.
Okay.
I'm very familiar where your facility is.
Okay, yes. Great. So I'm going to say, all right, B-17, you've got that. Okay.
Thank you for your generosity. I appreciate it.
See, I'm glad it's going to go to someone in which the B-17 means something, okay? That thrills me.
It does.
All right. Let me go to the next line. Thanks, Pete. Hi, KMED, KBXG. Who's this?
Me. Is it Lauren out in Eagle Point?
Lauren, it is you out in Eagle Point. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. I'm looking at you on my computer for the first time ever. But anyway.
Good. What's going on?
Well, basically, I wanted to call in and get that radio picture that you have, the old radio picture.
Oh, okay. Yeah, $35 for a two-tube radiola. All right.
I think that would be neat in my office here.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put that down. So this is going to be Lauren Myers. And so you get that. Okay. Lauren Myers. And you know where we are. Okay.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right.
I know where you are for sure.
All right. Hey, thanks again. You be well.
Yeah.
See, I'm feeling great about this. This is my free garage sale. We might make this a tradition over time. Next line there. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Morning, welcome.
It's Wild Salmon.
Steve, what's going on?
Coffee mug. I broke one of my favorite ones recently, and so I need another one.
Okay, so we got Wild Salmon Steve mug. All right, I'll put you down for one of the mugs. I have two mugs left now.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I bought those mugs years ago, and I don't know why I still ended up with a few left over. So Steve took a mug. Well, Sam, see. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
This is Jack, Bill.
Hey, Jack. So what in our free garage sale do you want?
I'd like one of your coffee mugs.
Please. Okay. Coffee mug. Jack, is this Jack Armstrong, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ready? And mug. So we have one mug left. We still have the Pittsburgh Pie. Thank you very much. And just come on down during business hours. All right. Thank you. This is what we're going to do. Just giving away all sorts of good stuff. So still have books here. Race to Zero. The Great Race. In fact, I might just take all three of the books and just bundle them together. There are three great books. One's a novel and two of them are nonfiction if you want those two. Just to make it easier. So we have one mug left. And we still have the most interesting man in the world if somebody wants him. And anyway, hi, good morning. Who's this? Oh, might help if I push the button. There, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on. Who's this?
Hi. Oh, I didn't know it was me. Okay, hey, this is Charlene.
Hi, Charlene. How are you?
Hi. Good. Hey, I like the Pittsburgh Pirate hat.
You want the Pittsburgh Pirates hat? It is yours.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Great.
Now, they always lose, but the...
I'm not even a Pirates fan. This is for a friend who's crazy about them.
Okay. All right. That person is a patron saint of lost causes, right?
He's my chiropractor, so yeah, maybe he is.
All right. So Charlene gets the Pirates hat. Okay. You know where we are. You can send Paul over for that, all right?
Okay, I will.
All
right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. 770-5633. I'm just making a note here. Who gets what? Good morning. Hi. It's the free garage sale on KMED and KBXG.
Yeah, good morning.
Who's this?
This is Dana.
Hi, Dana. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like one of your free mugs if the last one's still there.
You get the last mug, the very final mug. All right, Dana, what's your last name?
My name's Crandall, C-R-A-N-D-A-L-L.
All right. Just come on down to the station, and you'll get a chance for that. Thank you very much. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. So the free garage sale continues. Let's see. What do we have left? At this point, it's the books. And what else have I given away? Oh, the Bowl of Stupid. We have the the Diamond and Silk Bowl of Stupid that no one has picked up yet. And, this is something that I forgot about. I think this is so much fun. All right. This is from 2004. I have two packs of cards, and it was, these were cards during the World of Terror, or the War on Terror era, in which they put the terrorists on their own playing cards, and then they have the Bush administration's heroes called the Liberators on a separate set of cards. That's something else. I've had this in my files for like 20 years. I don't know if it'll ever be worth more than you're paying for it right now, but it is free. 770-5633. Let me go to line 4. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Cherry Cherry.
Cherry, how you doing, babe?
I'm doing great. I want that Bowl of Stupid. I used to listen to them religiously, and then she died.
I know. So
what, COVID, or what did she have?
I forget. I think it was COVID now that I think about it. But so Cherry, you get you get the bowl of stupid, all right?
Oh, yay.
And so every time your husband screws up, you put his name into the bowl of stupid, okay?
Uh-oh, that's going to be, are there two bowls?
Just kidding.
I'm not.
Oh, come on, be nice. Be nice, Jerry. Hey, we'll give you the bowl of stupid. You got the bowl of stupid, yay. Okay?
Thanks, honey.
All right, you take care. All right, so we're down to, we still have the books and we have the cards, the books and the cards at this point. Let me go to line one. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Sean.
Hey, Sean, how are you? We have the book collection at this point or the playing cards on the war on terror with the Bush administration people and everything else. What do you think?
Oh, well, I follow Robert Gore quite often on the burning platform, so I like the book.
Oh, you want his book? You want all three or you just want his book?
I'll take all three.
Okay, all three it'll be. We got the books. Yeah, and by the way, you'll really enjoy that Robert Gore novel, and he's great on the burning platform. And what's your name again?
Sean Crandall.
Sean Crandall. Okay.
Just heard my brother got on there, too.
Oh, he got some. Okay, I thought it was familiar. All right. And the books. All right, you know where you are. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you much.
All right, and the final thing that we have in the free garage sale, the War on Terror and the Liberator card sets. They're even still in their shrink wrap. Does anybody want it for the final few minutes? Let's see if we can go to line four and get a winner for the Bush cards. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, Bill. It's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
I would love those cards.
You love these cards? You wrap it up. You get, I don't know if these are collectible yet at this point, but, you know, it's the kind of stuff which is sort of stupid that people hang on around. That ends up being worth money someday. You know that's the way it works, right, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, but I might still just have them use them for fun, too.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. And they are sealed. They have never been touched by human hands, just sitting in my files for a long time. All right, folks, that's going to wrap up the free garage sale. We have sold out, but we'll collect some stuff and move it along maybe next time, all right? It's 8:58, and coming up, of course, we have Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. And we also end up having the jukebox on 99.3. I'm going to take Monday off, just a day off to celebrate the birthday with the family and friends and things like that. But I'll catch you live and local on Tuesday morning. The email, Bill, at BillMyersShow.com. You be well this weekend.
Summer will be over in a flash.